dangerous. He's talking about sakana. So if mental health is a sakana, which I think it is, it would be the same thing. Again, you know, it's interesting because, again, this is not being said by Derek Sack at all. But just as an aside, I don't know how the Torah deals with emotional pain. When we pay a person tsar, nezek tsar, ripui sheva sabashis, there's no mention that I saw that included in paying tsar is to pay the emotional pain. Tsar is physical pain. How you evaluate it is a whole gemara, how you evaluate tsar. But nobody says to pay for. So again, but then again, if it's dangerous, there's nothing to talk about. Yes.
I've seen it clarified in abortion, in that a woman is not only allowed, it's mandatory for her to have an abortion.
That's right.
If the pregnancy is a threat to her life, like right heart failure or something like that. Whereas if the woman comes in and says, I can't bear to have another baby, etc., something like that, even if I have another baby, I'll kill myself. I've seen a machlekas.
That is a machlekas.
The overwhelming majority is that is not a reason.
Again, I never went through the sugya. I just know it is a machlekas. Okay, Ramesha is very big on. Ramesha was at the Eiser, very strongly ushered abortion for those reasons. The Tzitzeliezer was the Mako, if you want to call Mako in those things. Again, but I'm not getting involved. It's a very subjective shaila, and it's not for to be the paskin sitting right here. It's when Moshe talks about Rachman al-Litzvan, they tell the mother that the kid, they tell the parents that the kid has Tay-Sax. Are they allowed to abort to save it? Ramesha answers. Tzitzeliezer is mother. It's the same, it's a different thing. It's a shaila how to learn. It's not good to go into that. Okay, we are on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, and I believe we got two dots about 15 lines in the bottom. Two dots, 15 lines in the bottom. Yachol Yatzim Einav Kamisha Leirehu. I would think that the person, this is the Brisa, we're quoting the Brisa. The person should close his eyes and act if he didn't see the Chacham. Atum B'Shiyaskina, Frekta Gemara. What are we talking about? Rishoyim? I mean, close your eyes that you make believe you don't see him. Like, who do you think you're fooling? It's a Russia that does that. And for the Gemara, Yahu Yatsim Einov Mikama the Limtis Manchiyuva, Zichimatas Manchiyuva, Lechazulay Dekoy Mikamei. He sees that the Chacham is going to be coming in 5 minutes. So he decides to close his eyes, make himself unaware, and he won't be Machuyev when the Chacham comes because he won't see him. Now, he's not doing it when the Chiyuv is there. That makes him a Russia. He's avoiding the Chiyuv. Is that allowed? Talmud Loi Metakam V'Yereza. The Rabbi Nishlam knows you're an avoider, and we don't like people who avoid mitzvahs. From here at Paiskim Paskim, that to put yourself in a position to avoid a mitzvah is not recommended. Because here is a person that's putting himself in a position that he won't have an obligation. It won't be that he's going to have an obligation that he doesn't keep. He's going to put himself in a position that he doesn't have the obligation. That itself is Takam V'Yereza. A Yorei Shemayim doesn't do that. He stays in the position of being obligated. Now, this is not addressing the issue if you're in a position that you're not chayev to put yourself in a position to be chayev. That's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is talking about you're in a position that you would become chayev and you're an avoider. And that the Gemara does not recommend. Highly non-recommended. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, b'shia askinan bit me a question mark. Lomeli kra. Rav Atzim Be'enav, that he sees and closes his eyes. Hari Avar, I'll talk about that. He transgressed the mitzvah saseh. Zman Chiyuvah, Ba'arba Amaisav, in the four Amas, come on, like it says later, that the Chiyuv is in the four Amas. Tamalem V'yareisa, Yesh Loch Liyarem and Hayyitzer, be afraid from the Creator, Hayyadeya Machshavesecha, who knows your thoughts, Shatim Avakesh Takbulois, you're looking for strategies, Lipotim and Mitzvasai, to be absolved from his commandments.
Strategies?
Yes.
So tell me the story, Shulach was walking to the front of the house, and the guy was driving home from work, so instead of stopping by his house, he passed his house, So by the time it goes by again, Mashiach. So is that.
I don't know. I'm not passing these things.
A person should. You were posting.
Yeah, I know. I said I'm not answering the question. If you ask me, I think that's trying to get out of a mitzvah. That I'm not here to. I'm not here to. You know, let. I'm not here for that. Right. Tana, we learned. Eizek kima sheyesh behidur. What is kima that has a hidur? Meaning, at what point is getting up considered respectful that you're obligated to? Within 6 to 8 feet, at that point, you get up for a chokham. Amra bayit lo yamra barab sheyna muvak. That's true by somebody that's not your main rebbe. Meaning, he is somebody at tamu chokham. He might teach you a thing or two, but he's not your main rebbe. A rabbi muvik moly enough. But your main rebbe is you have to get up as soon as he's visible. Now the Paiskim say that any gadol b'Yisrael is considered rabbi muvik. So therefore, if Ramesha walked into the room, whether you ever learned anything from that, he would have to get up like a rabbi muvik. That would be true for every gadol b'Yisrael, whoever decides what that is. Viter. Abaya mikavachazulei leudna dechamer the rabbi Yisrael d'asi. Abaya, as soon as he saw the ear of the donkey of Rabbi Yosef coming, Habakkoyim used to get up. He used to get up because Rabbi Yosef was his Rebbe Mubik. Therefore, as soon as there was any closeness, that he, even Rabbi Yosef himself was not visible, but the animal he was driving became visible, he stood up. Now, I want to make something very clear. Rabbi Yosef did not know that Abaya got up for his donkey. Rabbi Yosef didn't know. When he came, Abaya was already standing. There's still a kiyum mitzvah. Again, the chacham doesn't have to know that you're standing up for him. That's not your chiyuv. Your chiyuv is to show him the hidur by getting up. Now, that's your chiyuv. You did that, you did that. If he noticed you or didn't notice you, makes absolutely no difference. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, sheyesh behidur, covered on the siyas panim. It is a honor and a deference, as I like the word, but it's probably also a word for honor. Shadavar hanikurhu shabishvilei amen. It's recognizable to people that you're standing up for him. Rav Yosef might not have known that Abaya stood up. Had there been people there, they would have seen Abaya stand up as soon as he sees the donkey. But it makes no difference. Your chiyuv has nothing to do whether people are there or not people are there. Your chiyuv is to stand up and to show honor. You showed the honor. Whether he knows about that you showed him the honor or doesn't know that you showed him the honor means no difference. Yes, doctor.
Rev. Margaret could make that even stronger. Rabbi Yosef was blind. And Abaya
right.
was not
Correct.
Shouting,
Correct.
I'm standing up.
Correct. Thank you. You're right. Rabbi Yosef was blind. It makes it stronger. Yes.
The other is Rabbi Yosef was not Abaya's primary rebbe. His primary rebbe was Rabba.
Gemara brings it as a rabbi, teach him as a rabbi Movik.
So, well, he also cut the door. But
maybe,
a fact,
doesn't say. You're right,
so.
His primary rabbi was Rabbi, not Rabbi Yosef, but still, the Gemara seems to say that he treated him like Rabbi Movik.
But even more so, Rabbi Yosef always argued with Rabbi.
That doesn't make a difference. You can have a band that argue with things.
But you can still have respect for someone
right.
who disagrees with your...
Right, but that's not the point. The point is he treated him like
right.
a rabbi Movik. He didn't wait for Dalai Lama's. Yeah. But you're right. I should have stressed the fact that Rabbi Yosef didn't see. Probably didn't even know if Abaya got up. Even
is it correct to say that the reason you get up is not just for his COVID, but for you to realize where your place is?
That's not what it says. You stand up, Rashi says, for his COVID. He doesn't have to know. Giving somebody respect doesn't mean he has to know that you respected him. You mekayim the mitzvah, I'm giving him respect. Now, does that do for you? Obviously, it does for you. When you keep a mitzvah, it does for you.
Not specifically what I said.
It could be, but I'm not ready to build halach on that.
Okay.
Don't think of my writer. Abaya Barach of Chamra. Abaya was riding a donkey. The Kamaski, and he was walking, or I don't know what the word maski is. What does Artsko say maski means?
Rabbi Foreman says riding on a donkey.
Riding, okay. Well, that's what Barach of Chamra is. The next word, the Kamatsky.
He was going along the bank of the
going river. Going along. Guta de Nahar Sagya on the bank of Nahar Sagya, the Sagya River. Yosef Misharsha Rabbanu B'Idr Gisa. Misharsha and Rabbanu were sitting on the other side. They didn't get up. Amr Luhu Vavrav Muvikana. Why didn't you fellas get up? You're mechuyev to get up. And again, Abaye didn't care for himself. He's trying to teach them halacha. Amrulay labadaitin. We didn't notice you. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, v'idach gisa nor mafsig b'neim. The nor was in between them. And even though you're more than Dalai Lama's away, we're the Chiyah Mitzvah for a Chacham, but he bore the Hula Mecha because I am Rabbi Muvik. Lavadaitin, le Niskarnu Lamoid, Sheyinu Trudim. We were busy. Niskarnu Lamoid. I mean, if not in the fact that we didn't remember to stand up. Niskarnu usually means memory, not, it doesn't say Lehikarnu, it says Le Niskarnu. I translated also, we didn't notice, we didn't recognize. Even though Rashi uses the word, we didn't remember to stand up because we were busy. So I don't know. I still think it means we didn't recognize, we didn't know where you were. I'm just pointing out that Rashi did use a different verb. He said Le Niskarnu. He didn't say Lo Hikarnu. He said Le Niskarnu. I'm just pointing it out. I'm not changing shot. I'm just knowing.
It's because we're learning, right?
Didn't say that. Didn't say one word of learning here. Mistamba, they were learning, but it doesn't say it.
Meaning,
so Shayinu Trudim.
Meaning, right, very good. I agree with you. Meaning, if that's said they were doing other things, we didn't just...
All they said is they didn't notice them. That's all. End of story.
Wait,
wait, wait, wait, wait,
wait.
What did he say?
Preoccupied with our studies.
Doesn't say that.
Yeah.
Maybe other Rishonim say it. Rashi then says we were preoccupied.
What else
are
they doing?
Okay, so that's conjecture. I'm asking. They were sitting and learning it. What else were they doing?
It seems like Rebbe, except Rebbe's premise that no Rav ever has anyone, and it comes for COVID. I struggle with that because people love COVID. But so he's so worried about it.
It's halacha. He was teaching them halacha. That's what I'm trying to say. This is a very hard thing for any Rebbe to do. You want to teach your Talmidim halacha, but you really don't care. Let's take case in point, okay? I taught 8th grade for many, many years. 21 years I taught 8th grade. And I taught before that for another 10 years, 31 years altogether. The halacha is, as soon as I walk into the class, as their Rebbe, they should stand up. I told them not to stand up. And they did, and actually an Irish guy, I don't need them to stand up for me. But they really have to stand up. So there was a balance here. The halacha is they have to stand up. At least twice a day, as we will see. But on the other hand, I didn't care for it. So it's a balance. That's what happens. A reshiva has to teach his talmidim the chiyuv of kavanat Torah. That's his obligation.
You think these gedolim didn't know about that? These gedolim learning by the riverbank didn't.
They didn't see him.
I know. So what is he? So obviously, that's not the chutz. The obvious, they didn't.
He told. No. Because see, you're no. I disagree with you 100%. Because you are a very learned person. You know that halacha that by Rabbi Muvik it's kamloy enough. This isn't the time of the Gemara where there was no Shulchan Aruch yet. So the halacha was you get up and daven amos. There was a caveat, a exclusive clause. Rabbi Muvik gets more than daven amos, but that was not the norm. The norm was you get up and daven amos. They might not have known that halacha. See, the Abaye was more than 4 amos away. They didn't get up. So Abaye says, Rabbi Sai, you're mechuyev to get up for me even more than 4 amos. So they said, we knew, we just didn't see you. End of story. Let's not make, that's what it is. And I really think, Dr. Harris, and I really mean this one because of my depths of my heart, you're shortchanging the Daily Yisrael. You really are. They really don't care.
Even Rabbanim or Gedolim? What do you say?
Well,
no,
I can't talk for all Rabbanim. I can only talk for myself.
No,
I can only tell you for myself. I'll tell you for myself. I can tell you now that it makes no difference. It doesn't make a difference to me.
My question is, Rebbe, how can you tell you something? I'm sorry, I'm not arguing with Rebbe at all, but I heard a story once that a Rebbe walked into a classroom and told the kids don't stand up.
I did it many times.
My question is, Rebbe.
They listen.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. But my question is, Rebbe, how were you able to? Why did you say that for? It's a halacha.
The Rav Shemacha Kavei the Machol. To the edge of the heave toad.
Rebbe.
Yeah, because it's. it's not contrary to what was said before. Dr. Ashley, don't take it personally. It sometimes it's bothersome. You don't want to be my priest. You're coming in, and all of a sudden, just leave me alone. I'm coming in. I'm going to my seat. And leave me alone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Rabbi Mufak, let's say for the year that you had the boys, were you there, Rabbi Mufak?
It's a big shiloh what Rabbi Mufak is today. Some bites can say that there's, again, a God will be strong to Rabbi Mufak. Some bites can say that the Rabbi Mufak today is the Gemara. Shulchan Aruch. Because in those days, everything came from the Rabbi.
People say don't
have? I didn't say that. I said I'm not paskin that shiloh. It's a big shiloh and paskin what Rabbi Mufak means today. I consider two or three of my rabbeim as my Rabbi Mufak, more than one. But that's me. That's personal. I didn't say it's not walking that way. For if they were around, for those two or three people, I would get up as soon as they walk into the room. Even if they're out of my four hours. The truth is, when the Talmud Chacham walks in, I'll heave ho, because for them I would get up and like come outside. But for others, I do the what I call the heave ho, you know, the little thing. They're mic on their cover, and I just go like that. Yes?
The truth is, as much as I love stories, which I can't seem to be signing today, almost every God will be Israel that I can think of has had a relationship with a single Rebbe that has.
Yeah, okay, I'm not getting involved in that walk of Rebbe movie. It's a big complicated shot.
Rebbe doesn't pass.
Dr. Harris, don't take him seriously. I don't take him seriously. There's nobody here in this room that's taking him seriously, so don't have to worry about it.
Every person here.
Rabbi, what was the point of this last story? Was the point that immersion in these Rebbeim studies were more important than the Kavod to
Why was this
a valid excuse? If you have your gadol coming into your presence, shouldn't you be enough aware of his presence that you shouldn't be that totally immersed in your studies?
Oh, meaning like this. No, I disagree with both points of yours. Meaning, I don't think that being immersed in your studies takes precedence over getting up. It does not. But on the other hand, I don't think that you can tell people don't be as immersed that you should notice things. But the Gemara is trying to bring out is, first of all, as I mentioned a moment ago, this Abai was teaching them a halacha that Rabbi Mufak is different than any other chacham. So he was teaching it by telling them, you should have stood up for me. He didn't, right? He was saying, even though the regular chacham, you would not have to stand up when you're out of his four amas, but for me, you should have stood up. And they answer them, you're right, we knew the halacha, we didn't notice you. They're not obligated to not be as immersed in their study so they can notice things. Usually, people notice things. They did, remember, it was across the bank of the river. It wasn't like the God walked right in front of them. So they didn't notice
him. What if he had walked right in front of them? I mean,
I assume they would have noticed.
Well, we don't. So you're saying that this story is based on the fact that he was literally out of their field of vision. He was that far enough away, but yet Abai was troubled by it. He didn't think that they were that far away. So my question.
Again. If people that are not busy, right, see more things than people that are involved in something, a person who is a very intense thinker can be working l'havdol in a math problem, or in a science thing, or looking at his computer, and be so involved that he doesn't hear a guy walk into his room. And yet a person that would not be so intensely involved would automatically hear the door open and get up and see who's coming in. It's a fact. Depends how involved you are. People that are less involved notice and hear and notice more things. People that are more involved are less apt to notice things. The more involved they are, the less their mind hears things around them or sees things around them because they're too involved in the thing they're doing. It's true in all involved.
That. I understand that, but I thought maybe a lesson here might be, don't be so involved in the intellectual that you
I think the answer is they were allowed to be involved, and they were just telling him that they knew the halakha. He was trying to teach them. That's all.
Maybe is there such a kind of osek ben mitzvah to ben mitzvah?
Yes, but not by Talmud Torah.
Not by Talmud Torah.
Right. If you're learning, it doesn't pass you for mitzvah. Do you wear tefillin this morning?
Not yet.
But you gonna wear tefillin this morning? If you're middle of learning, you're able to get pater from tefillin. Why not? I think we met the pastor when I met him.
I want a comedian here. You know what?
It's Gneva. He took away his throw. My stuff
is a little more depth.
Yes. You know what I'm trying to say? By Talmud Torah, the Gemara asked Nakasha in Mayit Katan. One pasuk says Torah is worth more than all mitzvahs.
Right.
One pasuk says Torah is not worth more than all mitzvahs. The Gemara resolves, Efshalas Adecherim, Efshalas Adecherim. Mitzvahs that you have to do, push away Talmud Torah. For a regular person. There are exceptions to the rule, but we're not going through the exceptions now. Push away Talmud Torah. Any mitzvah that has to be done, and you have to do it, you stop learning in order to do that mitzvah. Whether it's tefillin, or whether it's driving a person to the airport. If you're the only way he can get to the airport, and he has to catch a flight, you're obligated to close your Gemara and take him to the airport. However, if he can Uber, then you're not mechuyev to take him. Because he has a way to get it done. Why should you give up your learning for a mitzvah that can be done elsewhere? And the same thing's true with everything else. Tefillin, I have to do. Nobody can wear tefillin for me. Nobody can do a lot of mitzvahs for me. But Masha'en Kein, any other mitzvah that I have to do, I have to stop learning to do it. That's the halacha. The halacha Raman paskins clearly, Shulchan Aruch paskins, any mitzvah that's not possible to do by anybody else, because Torah is amanas lasais. We learn in order to do. So if you're not going to do, you're defeating the purpose. So therefore, every mitzvah that you're obligated to do that can't be done by anybody else, we don't say Isaac a mitzvah betalmud Torah. That's the simple explanation, even though there are many, many volumes of Torah have been written on this sugya. That's the simple explanation.
But why the case by Merchatz did Rashi say the Torah in learning?
Because that's what Rebbe told him. Rebbe said to them, to his son, they didn't get up for you because they were learning what you taught them. And I mentioned Taisa says he knew that Baruch HaKadosh. So Rashi has to explain the Gemara. Dr. Gemara Beiter. Amar Abaye Nektinan. Sorry. Shimon Lazar Menai Lazakin Shuli Atriach. Tamar Lermi Zakin Be Erase. Amar Abaye Nektinan Di Makim Chayim. That the Chacham walks around, the people shouldn't have to stand in front of him. It's a school of Arichas Yamim. It'll help him live longer. Dr. Gemara. Reb Zeira Abaye Makif. Abaye used to do that. Reb Zeira Makif. Ravina Aviyasim Kamed Ravim Medifti. Chalav Ahuk. This is a new story. It's fine. Rashi, Chaim, Marach Yamin. Bimakim, I'm sorry, I skipped to Rashi. Mesaviv Derech Acheres, Leilavar Lufnei HaTzibur. And again, the Shach says it's not necessary. In those days, they sat on the floor. It was a big tirchah to get up. Today, they sit on chairs. It's no big deal. Therefore, he says, you don't have to be Makim. The Bikiyaisim, others argue in the Shach, and they say it's even the Gei of Ismanazem.
You actually
print
down a
pasuk, Yiras Hashem, Tosef Yomim. Right. The Yachorim bring that. That's why we say it's Yiras Yomim, because it says Yiras Melekecha, and Yiras Hashem, Tosef Yomim. Correct. Ravina Abi Yasuf Kamei de Ravirmi Medifti. Ravina was sitting in front of Ravirmi. Cholav Ahu Gavri Kamei Vele Michsi Resha. Somebody walked by and had an uncovered head. In those days, not everybody wore a yarmulke, and therefore, in front of a chacham, you covered your head as a sign of respect. So he didn't cover his head. Amar, Sir Birmiya said, Kama Chotzev HaGavra. He's a Mechotzev, he's a Deshus. Because he's walking by Rav Yirmiya, he's not putting on a head covering. Like, respect for the Talmud Chacham should be that you cover your head in his presence. Amaloi, so I don't know who said to who, I assume Ravina told Rav Yirmiya, Duma mi Masa Mechasin Yiu, the Gizu by Rabbanon. He comes from the city of Masa Mechasya, that there's a lot of Talmidei Chacham walking around. So the automatically the level of respect drops. Because if you're used to walking around Talmid Chacham all day, automatically it becomes part and parcel of what you do regular day. Bishlam, if you don't walk around Talmid Chacham in a regular way, and all of a sudden you see a Talmid Chacham, you automatically raise your level of respect. But if you hit Talmid Chacham 40 times a day, automatically it becomes part and parcel. Therefore, you don't mean chutzpah. It just happens to be. It becomes regilus. By the way, I'm not going to get it. I really don't want to get off the subject too much with stories and things, but it's true. Because anybody that was close to a gadol gets familiar, automatically drops that awe to a certain extent. Because the maisa, he's at home. Right? I'm not going to say stories, but I had my reshiva I was very close to, and I did not walk into the room standing there in the awe and pachad that I should have. I was a bit biased. I walked in, popped myself down, and you know, I was there every day. So what difference does it make? I didn't have that automatic respect that happens because of familiarity. Whereas somebody coming in from the outside that never saw the reshiva, the first time he sees him, stands there in awe. It's just a reality. Now, I'm not saying right or wrong. It's a reality, Rashi. Dr. Ashi, the Gisi Borabanam, Tamid Regilam Etzlam, Belibam Gas Mechachamim Kilu Hemehem. They feel like they're one with them because they become family. It's like part of your family, You don't have that same, yes.
But in the end, as you yourself said and what you were just saying, you said, I did not have the covet that, quote, I should have, end quote, that this does not take away the insolence.
If it does, it's not chutzpah.
No, it seems like...
It's not chutzpah. Chutzpah means you're audacious. You're doing something audaciously. It's not audacious. It's the way you live.
And then we are. I was talking. Then we are not defining audacious in the same way. It is an inappropriate response. It is understandable and it is common, but that does.
So
not
that takes away. To me, that means it's not. Chutzpah means it's done with a desire to show like I don't care. It's not a desire to show I don't care.
Okay. That's finally the talk.
The story seems like it should be the opposite. If you lived in a place with a lot of Talmid Chacham, couldn't you walk around with his head covered? Shouldn't you? If he lived out in the...
See, I think we take head covering different than they took head covering. Let me take this way. If this is not true, what I'm going to say, but I'll give the muscle. When the receiver called, this is part is true. The receiver called us over to talk to him. You put on your jackets. Nobody walked over to the yeshiva without a jacket. That was the way it was. The yeshiva wants to speak to you. You put on your jacket, even though I learned without a jacket. Everybody learned without, I shouldn't say everybody, most people learned without a jacket. As soon as they said the yeshiva wants to speak to you, you didn't go to the yeshiva unless you got a jacket. If your jacket wasn't there, you borrowed somebody's jacket, and you went to the yeshiva with a jacket. No, I'm just telling you. We put on our jackets. We went to talk to the yeshiva. It was covered. However, when you were in his house, this part is not true because I never did take off my jacket in his house, but Buckham that were in his house and were serving him lunch or taking care of him did not wear a jacket. Now, it wasn't because they didn't want to show him the respect. They would put on the jacket when they talked to him in the basement because they were part of his family. And when you're with family, automatically you don't have... That's just... I never happened to take off my jacket even in his house, but that's because I never served him lunch or supper. I'm just saying. But automatically, when you're part of these things, you allow yourself, wrong or I'm not condoning, wrong or right, you allow yourself a certain level of familiarity. You know? But.
What does Rashi mean?
Libo Gaspa? What does Libo means familiar.
Gas means familiar?
Yes.
I thought Gas means Gaiva.
No. You don't know this. This is that's not even a matter of argument. There's that loch in Hilchas Yichud that was a person that Libay Gaspa, you have a stronger Isser Yichud. Familiar. If you're friendly. Friendliness needs more Shmira than a person that's a stranger. The word Gas means familiar.
Okay. There's also means Gaib also, right?
Not in this case. I'm not saying that, yes.
But, the thing that bothers me is, so we're giving more covet to a human than we are Hashem.
What do you mean?
we wear a
hat. You should wear your hat and jacket no matter what you do all day, because Hashem is around. That's what you're trying to say.
I'm sorry, also
you'll be locked up. Chas v'shalom, a person does that for a little while, the people in the white jackets will take him away. Yes.
The thing is, like, I think someone here said beautifully, maybe Moshe, who was wearing the head covering with, a Talmud Chacham's coming, so give him covet, right?
Right.
But the whole reason we have a head covering, a Yanko, is for Yiras Hashem, right?
Again, I was very careful. In those days, they did not wear a yarmulke. But when you're in presence of somebody big, why did I put on my jacket when I went to the yeshiva? Why didn't I wear my jacket? Because I'm afraid of the Rabbi Nishloyla. Why did that happen? Okay? Not only me, everybody in yeshiva. Why? Because the answer is, when you live a life, you're not respecting the Rabbi Nishloyla, you function in a way that's comfortable for you to do Ratzon Hashem. However, when you go in the presence of somebody greater, you want to show him respect. I don't see it as a stira. Yes?
I can tell you a story after.
But not now.
There is, the lesson differentiates between Kedusha that one can understand and Kedusha that one cannot understand. I use this to explain several things. But in the end, we are able to appreciate to a certain extent. The people who are closer appreciate it even more. I know people around Roshach. I know people around Roshach.
Again, I didn't say not. All I was saying is, when a person becomes familiar, there's a certain drop into awe. That's all I said. Not by every God. Some Gedalim keep everybody at arm's length. They have the ability that no matter how close you are, you know your limits. And those, but some Gedalim treat you like family. And just like with family, you don't insist on that. You become part of family. That's all.
And I would say the opposite, in that we have no appreciation of what God is. We're able to say the words, but nothing more. But when we meet someone who has so much greater a grasp of things of which we would like to have a grasp, that is niggers.
Maybe. Okay, I'm not going to get involved in an argument. The Gemara says that Gisibar Rabbana makes you have respect, and it's not considered chutzpah. Iti ben Yehuda, if they say the Tachim, I feel the call, say the Mashma. Every old man. I'm Rabbi Yechon, Halacha, Kisi ben Yehuda, and that is the Halacha Lamaisa. We get it for any old person. Rashi would say, even for Rishoyim. Taisus would say, only for Amaratzim, but not for Rishoyim. The Tachim Gemara Baita, Rabbi Yechon, have a koi, mikame, the Sabi, Aramoi. Rabbi Yechon got it for old Goyim. Amakama hapartiki, how many happenings Adon Aleihu passed around them. I mean, they saw so many miracles from the Rabbi Nishab. They lived through life experiences. For that alone, you respect them for having lived through life and seen the flaws of Abayrei, seen, even whether they recognized it or not, the very fact that they lived through it. Dr. Gemara Weiter.
Because they saw and were miracles, not
Rashi. Hapartiki. Dr. Ashi, Gisi Belaz Privets, Hepatagi Mikros Vitsaris, happenings and troubles, Ro Nisim Harbe Omaivsim. And they saw many miracles. They had life experience, and during life you see the hand of God. And therefore, for that, I respect them. Fight them. I really don't want to get off this. I know, everybody takes one of these things, I just have to move.
What he's saying is that if the person himself is not. The person himself there were miracles happened to him. He didn't see them as miracles.
I guess that's why I kept on saying whether he recognized it or not. Adu alayu, avru alayam.
No.
I knew what he was saying. I didn't. I'm just saying the Gemara is saying living through life is something you should respect the person for.
Why does it have to be an old person? Could be a young person.
Because the more you live, the more experiences you have.
In other words, he has more experience and has seen miracles.
Exactly. And an older person does not have to stand up for another older person. Can I just? Rabbi Mekamekim Lekoi. Rabbi did not get up for a Goyim, but he did Rabbi Blue. He did the Evo. Rashi? No Rashi. Right to the Gemara. Now, there's going to be two shots of this Gemara. I'm going to translate it like Rashi's first shot. Abaya Abaya, Yav Yadal Asabi. Abaya, even though in his great position, would help people walk. Older people, he would give his hand so that he could lean on him. Even though he is Gadol Hadar, he still went and was machabed older people who needed to cross the street, and he held their hand so they should be able to cross safely. Rava, make Meshadr Shluchay. Rava would not do it himself, but he made sure that he got somebody to do it. That's what Rava did. He held up Kavan HaTaira. He should not do it, but there was around somebody else around. So he told somebody, go do that. Weiter. Rav Nachman Meshadr Guzoi. Rav Nachman had officers around him. So Rav Nachman came from the family of the Reish Galusa, and therefore he had people around him that were officers. So he had officers that he could send to take care of it. Ilav Taira, Kama Nachman Bar Abba Ika Meshuka. If not of Taira, I would be a regular person. I have to have Kavanah Taira. I have to maintain my status of Kavanah Taira. So again, he had somebody that could do it, made sure it was done, but was not Mevatar and Kavanah Taira. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Abai Yav Yad L'Savah, Poshit Yad L'Skeinim, Kukama Sha'ovar L'Vana. That's why. He stuck out his hand to the older people, as long as they walked by him, but Nishanam Olav, and they leaned on him. Rabbi Shaleich Shlucham L'Shlam Yad. Avu Atzmei Loi, he did not do it. We paskin Abaya. We paskin like Abaya, that if it's necessary, a person should do it himself. Rav Nachman Mesadeh Guzoi, so we don't see from Rava that he had nobody to do it, he wouldn't do it. But Rava had somebody to do it, sent somebody to do it. Rav Nachman Mesadeh Guzoi, so we shoy tamid lufanov, vishoy asar, he was a chash of a person, chsan hanasi, he was the son-in-law, here it's Nasi, but it's really the Reish Galusa, the Abbezin, and he was the Abbezin, Regilim Lamed Mefonov Mishorsim, so automatically he had people around him, Lahakais, as Abbezin to be able to hit people, the luck of Mandalay Tzayizdina to force people who didn't want to listen to his psak. As an authority, he had people that carried out Bezin's psak. Sheskeinim Oivim Lefonov. And when people walked by, older people that he thought needed help, he's to send them, go to help that old person. Because the mice, he's the Reish Bezin. He shouldn't be mezalzel with his taira. It's chashivus is not because of myself. I'm not keeping the covet because of myself. I just think that as a position of taira, I shouldn't degrade it. I have to keep, maintain that position. That's the first shot in the Gemara. That's the easier shot to explain. But is the mefarshi. Others learn. Abai yav yadul asabi mechabed atzme biskeinim. He used to let older people serve him. Meaning he didn't say, I don't want an older person to serve me. An older person? No. He felt, as Rashiva, they want to serve him. He accepted the service from older people. Obviously, people that could do it. Right? He leaned on them, even though they were over 70. But they were mechabed him, and he accepted that from older people. Rava Meshadr Shlucha Sheyetzi L'Kras L'Chvaydai. Rava, to maintain Kavanah Taira, used to tell people I'm coming into the room. Rav Nachman, Chayin Rav Nachman. So Trashi, the last I disagree with the Pshat. The Hakol Hekel the Gesinah Yoav Yada, whenever it says Yoav Yada, Lishorim Acherim Olav, it means others should lean on him. Not that he should lean on others. Kedamah Perakam of the Yuma, Rishlokish HaVesokhi B'Yardinah, Shlakish was bathing in the yard. Also, Rabbi Bar Bachana, Yov LeYada Shishon Rav Shimon Ben Lakish Amar Alof LeYetzel Zvasanar. Says Rabbi Bachana gave him a hand. Doesn't mean he let Shlakish serve him. It means he helped Shlakish out of the water. Therefore, Rashi doesn't like this pshat. So therefore, there's two pshat in the Gemara. Either Abaya helped the old people, or Abaya let himself be helped by the old people. So going to the second pshat, this shows that they maintained a certain Kavanah Taira, that they didn't let people degrade. Rabba to the point, and Rav Nachman to the point, they used to say, let the Olam know I'm coming in. So they should be able to be Mechabed Taira. And Abaya used to let old people serve him. But Rashi doesn't like that shot. He sticks to his first shot that Abaya used to help others, and Rava made sure, and Rav Nachman made sure, that others were helped, but didn't do it themselves. Not to give my advice. Amar Rav Eva, Amar Rav Yanai. Rav Eva said in the name of Rav Yanai, Ein tam hachokam rishoyin lamed b'nei rabbi, Ela Shachris Arvis. Kedei Shlayir Kvoidem Merubim Mikvoid Shemayim. This is a Makloikis Rishayim, what the word Rishoyim means. Some learn Hamachachim is not obligated to get up for his Rebbe more than twice a day. Because you say Shema twice a day. So you makabo el malchus shemayim twice a day. You show respect for your Rebbe twice a day. More than that, you're showing more respect for your Rebbe than you're showing for the Rebbe Nishleilam. And therefore, he's not obligated to do that. Some learn he's not allowed to do that. Now, Tosfos points out, and this is very important, that's only when you're in private with him. So he knows that you did your chiyuv. But when you're in public, people don't know whether you stood up twice a day or not. So therefore, you're mechuyav to get up. Because if not, it's degrading. It's more than not being mechaber. Right? If you stood up for your Rebbe twice, but you're sitting in the base medrash, Rebbe walks in. Other people don't know that you stood up already twice for him. They don't know that. Therefore, they'll think you're not being mechaber. So you have to get up. It's only if you're in private that you don't have to be mechaber more than twice a day. Rashi, Mekvet Shemayim, Shapnei Yoytrein, and Mekabel Ushachas Ravis. The Rebbe Nishlam, you only mechaber twice a day. Hilkach Mishayim, Bnei Rabbi Shachris, Rashi makes it that you can't do it twice a day. It means one in the morning and one in the evening. But again, it's a machlokes whether it means you're not allowed to or you're not obligated to. But the bottom line is, Tosfos speaks out, and this is where we paskin, these are the people that live the base rabbam. So the Mela, we know that they stood up a number of times. But anybody that doesn't live, Tamidim, others are mechuyev to get up even 100 times, as Tosfos says, because people don't know. And you don't want it in a situation that others think you're not doing your obligation.
Rabbi, why shouldn't it be once a day so that you no one would think that your Rebbe is equal to God?
Because we have a rule of Meir Rabbah Kamir Shemayim. We learn that from a pasuk that you, you're right, nobody is equal to the Rebbe Nishleilam. But we learn that from a pasuk that you act to your Rebbe like you act to the Rebbe Nishleilam. So therefore, there is an equation that the Torah makes, not we make. We dash it from a pasuk. And therefore, we treat the chiyuvim to a Rebbe like the chiyuvim to Shemayim.
Okay.
Yes, Rabbi Moshe, you had a question?
I just want to know what the
meaning
of saying
Malkum
means.
Kriya Shema, or is it Shema? Rashi said, I think it's Kriya Shema. Kabbalah Tov Malkum Shemayim is Kriya Shema. No, it doesn't say, no, a second. Kriya Shema means you shouldn't be Makabal Panav. You shouldn't show that respect. It doesn't mean you stand to the Rebbe Nishlam. Yes, Doctor. It just means you shouldn't stand for your Rebbe because that's respect more than you show that by the Rebbe Nishlam by Kriya Shema. That's how I understood it. I assume Rabbi Foreman understands it the same way.
That's
what he says. If it's Shemayin Esrei, I didn't know that. Then you have a kasha. What happened to Mincha? I don't know.
No, because two is less than three to four. You also have a question on Musaf. So that you should not be greater, you should stand twice, and three to four would be the standing in front of the Rebbeinu.
Now what Rashi says. Rashi says, you're only Makabal Pnei Yitzhak Shachus Varvus. It's not true. If it's Shemayin Esrei, you mekabel your Bnei Rabbah some three times a day.
Three to four times.
At least three.
Right.
So it should say in Rashi, because you mekabel the Rabbeinu some three times, so you should do two. But that's not what it says here. Rashi says, you only do two to the Rabbeinu Shalom, therefore do two to the Talmud Chacham. Shouldn't be more. That's why I understood it was Kriya Shema. If you learn it to an Esrei, then you have to say a different shot than Rashi, which is fine. Other Rishonim can argue on Rashi. I was just learning Rashi.
So this doesn't answer the head covering thing.
What in the world does that mean? You should dive him with a hat? Is that what you're trying to say?
What I'm saying is, you should never do more to a Bas Adam more than you do to Hashem. That's what we just said. I mean, the head covering thing, you are.
Again, no, I step back. It's talking about twice a day. What does that mean, twice a day? You're with the Rebbeinu Shalom all day. You're always being mechaber the Rebbeinu Shalom. What does the Gemara mean? Forget everything else. The Gemara says, the way Rashi learns, don't give the Talmud Chacham more respect than you give the Rabbeinu Shleilam. The Rabbeinu Shleilam, you show that respect twice a day. What do you mean? You're with the Rabbeinu Shleilam 24/7. You should sleep in your head.
No, but how are you showing respect during the rest of the day? So,
again, answer is, it's referring to direct respect, Kabbalah's own Malchus Shemayim. That's what it means. Twice a day, you tell the Rabbeinu Shleilam, I accept you as my king. That's what we're calling the respect of Shemayim. That means we're not saying 24/7. We're zeroing in on certain times of the day where there is a relationship, and you're expressing your relationship to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. He is the boss, and I am nothing. And that's my Kriya Shema. Now, based on that, that means the rest of the day, we don't require you to be in the situation of Kriya Shema. Now, you're asking me, should you show respect when you daven to Hashem to be dressed appropriately? Halacha says yes. Halacha says you don't go daven in front of Hashem in a way that you wouldn't go treat an important person. Whatever way you would get dressed to treat an important person today, that's the mechuyev, you mechuyev to treat. That's where the source came to wear a hat by davening. Because when an important person would come in, you would put on the hat. Therefore, that's where it gets the source. Therefore, you should stand in front of Hashem the same way you stand, at least the same way you stand in front of a person. Right? There are people that put on their tie for davening. I'm not here to paskim. Why? Because when they go to a formal dinner, they would go only with a tie. That means they are saying, this is the way I show my respect. Okay, you're going to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. I'm not here to paskim. I'm not here. That's where the wearing a hat and jacket came from. That's not walking Shulchan Aruch.
Why do we cover our heads all the time now?
What do you mean?
Yarmulke.
Because the Gemara says, it's halacha now, but the halacha is based on the fact that a person who keeps his head covering has an easier time with Yiras Hashem.
In other words, we lowered the Ramadrega draft.
No, it's because Rav Nachman said that if you wear, Rav Nachman's mother had a... astrologers told her that her son is going to be a ganav. So she ran to the Chachamim, and they say, it's easy to prevent it. Let him wear a yarmulke. So from there, we learn out that a yarmulke is a prevention mechanism for doing avaris. That's where it came from.
When did yarmulkes become prevalent?
I am not a historian. Faster in the Ashkenazi countries than in the Sephardi countries. Because it's a machloikis, is it a chiyuv or an eitz taiva? Doing davening is a chiyuv. But the rest of the day, some held it's not a chiyuv. Some say only outdoors, not indoors. Some say only... Yeah, there's all kinds of different shittas. Today, bizman hazeh, those shittas are gone. It's a chiyuv. Now, if a person is in a situation where he can't wear a yarmulke, he asks the shayla and he's told what to do. Some people wear a toupee, some people wear a cloak, whatever the answer is. Yes.
There also may be a slightly less elegant origin in that in Europe, Jews had to wear Jew hats.
I don't think that's the muck of yarmulke. It might be the hat, but not the yarmulke.
In any case, head covering for Jews was common in the medieval period.
Good.
Something else.